Hello.
I like cats.
I
heard you speaking about the dogs, and I thought to myself, what about the cats?
Yeah, they're good too. They're lovely as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a slightly different way. Yeah. So
we're talking about our cats on the way over to the meeting tonight.
Were you?
Yeah.
they're very good cats. I think people might call them a little psychic. That's not saying the dogs aren't like that. It's just I like cats better.
They seem to have a sixth sense. They know what you're going to do before you do it.
Yes.
And I think they do know when if somebody's not feeling good.
Yes.
They know, as much as a dog does, they know, and they will actually go to that person straight away. The love is very sort of, I suppose it's a constant thing with dogs. They're always quite loving, but cats are very...
independent.
Yes, independent, but they certainly know if somebody needs them, needs comfort.
You're quite right. Anyway, I've asked and done what he wanted, and I want you all to recognise the cats.
Oh, well, thank you.
So they can teach us about sort of being in the now as well, I think, can't they? They're very aware.
Very independent as well, aren't they?
Yeah, they choose their places every day, a different place. And they like to nap and when they want to have a nice nap.
They're not plagued with indecision.
No, they know which little corner to go to. No, where to go.
Some people get very upset about their animals and think that when they've gone, they've gone. We know that's not true.
That's right. The love bond
will keep them with you, yes, it will.
So we'll have a happy reunion in spirit. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing my animal friends again. Sometimes I sort of still feel, sometimes I feel, or they pop into my mind, shall I say.
And that's what they do. If they can't show themselves to you, that's what they will do.
Yeah, we were very lucky. We were blessed with some nice animals growing up.
I've got a lady with me, and she's saying, I like your owls.
Owl. Oh, yes, that's the bean's hat.
We know it's not real, but it's lovely. All the same.
Do you spend time, your time with animals still?
Sometimes. Not all the time. I would never have any time if I dedicated it all to them.
No. Mm.
But they do have a place to go if they want to, separately from the humans.
Mm.
But most of them stay with who they've known before.
Mm.
I'm asking one of them to give a name. A cat.
Mm.
You've got a funny name.
Mm-hmm.
Biddy.
Biddy?
Biddy.
Biddy.
There was a dog.
We had a dog.
We had a dog called Biddy.
Granny and Grandad had the dog, and then we looked after it for a while.
But the cat was, our last cat was called Minty.
Yes, that's a funny name, isn't it? Well, they're saying hello, whoever they belong to.
Well, they were both lovely. Yeah.
Can you hear them? Can you hear them? Mm-hmm. Anyone hear them?
No.
No. One is barking quietly. And the other one is purring. Isn't that lovely?
That is lovely.
Well, they're taking their leave now. They're so happy they've made contact with you.
Lovely, yeah. Minty was a lovely black and white cat. Lovely petite cat. Biddy was a beautiful looking dog. Beautiful.
Part greyhound and part something.
She was a mongrel, but
a mongrel, yeah.
Some people thought she looked a bit like an Egyptian pharaoh hound.
Sandy colour, wasn't she?
Yeah.